Torah Or Yisrei, page Samach Zayin, second column, middle of the page, which says, "Ukeinyan kein dvayash esamti beficha." Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining that what the Matan Torah accomplished, because Avraham Avinu had the level of Ava and the highest of levels, but the problem is you have a guf and nefesh habamis that doesn't allow that Ava to be revealed within the person. So therefore Hashem gave us the Torah. And he said, because Torah is all the way up there, so Torah is the strength, right, that allows the person to, and so he asked the question, that's what it says, so he says, normally Lamer and Chumash means to repeat it to the Jews. But if everybody was present at Matan Torah, why does it say the word Lamer? So he says, Lamer means that it was already given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai, everything in Torah, and the person has to bring it down, reveal it into the world. Okay? So he says, in the middle of the second column. Everything has its own time when that aspect of Torah has to be revealed. Yes. Similar to the concept, Hashem says, my word, about learning Torah, my words I put in your mouth. That means when a person speaks Torah, it's Hashem's words that Hashem is putting in our mouth. And this power of Matan Torah, this power of Torah, was given to the Yidin, that the halacha that comes out from their mouth is Dvar Hashem Mamish Mamish, the word of Hashem, Shenemar L'Meshe Mitzinai, that was given to Meshe Rabbeinu at Sinai, Nitim Bizman Kabbal Satayr Baser Sadibus, was given at the time of Matan Torah, which means when a Yid speaks Torah, that Torah that he speaks was already given to Meshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai at the time of Matan Torah. Which is the level of learning Torah in the way of Bittul, in other words, like this, what is the union of Torah when you speak Torah? So normally when a person speaks, like he says, it's his own words, and the, you know, here the person is bottled to the words of Hashem that's coming out of his mouth. And like the tam l'sheni m'rasecha, your tongue is only answering my words. Shateri yamrascha, it's your words. Imrasecha, Hashem said, it's your words that you're speaking. You are the one speaking the Torah. So therefore he says like this. Well, why does it say lemer by Matan Torah? Because what it means is that when a person speaks, he is actually repeating something Hashem said at Matan Torah. Again, lemer means normally to repeat. Hashem spoke to Moshe, he should repeat it to the Jews. So he says, why by Matan Torah does it say lemer? Because it means when a Jew speaks, he's repeating what Hashem said at Matan Torah. The Yud Adibris and the Taser Sadibris and Klolis Kolatera are the essence of the whole Torah. Like we mentioned, the Psad Yigoyin says that there's 620 letters in the Aser Sadibris, which correspond with the 613 biblical and the 7 rabbinic. And Shkabalos and Aser Sadibris Mipi Agvura Kiblu Kol HaTorah Liyis Bittul Etzlam, that a person receives Torah. And that's why the whole union of learning Torah is that you're bottled, you're repeating just what Hashem said. This is not your words, it's what Hashem said. Therefore, in order for that to happen, you need to have the brachas before learning Noisin HaTorah to remember, realize it's Hashem's Torah. It's not my words, my brilliance, my stupidity, no matter what, it's what Hashem said. It's Hashem's Torah. And therefore, like you said, even if you ask, therefore you can't understand it really. It should only be like a person answering after, repeating after somebody that said something, which is the revelation of Alokos coming down here, the way it is, the same bitul lemaila, the way there is bitul lemaila. So what's the whole union of Torah? Torah is the strength that because you're repeating the words of Hashem that Hashem said in Matan Torah, this gives the ability to overcome the body and the shabamis and yetzahara and everything to be revealed within the person, the level of avas Hashem.
What? What about mitzvot? The same thing when we do it. You do a mitzvah, we're about to do a mitzvah.
Yeah, because Hashem's doing the same mitzvah, and then we do it. So we're copycatting. Imitation is the highest form of flattery. Right? So when we imitate Hashem, whether it's learning, we're imitating what Hashem said, we're copycatting, we're repeating what He said. And in mitzvahs, we're copying what He does. That's the highest form of bittul. This what a person needs to meditate. And therefore, when a person learns Torah, he has to have this tremendous fear. Because when he's fear of Hashem. Because when he's talking, it's Hashem speaking through him. So basically, the person is Hashem's microphone that is speaking the word of Hashem. When he realized. This is what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. What? How are you supposed to say the words if they don't move?
Right. When we study Torah.
No, Torah also has to be v'dibar tabam. Except if you're thinking, if you're not talking to think and understand, that's part of the speech. This is what Chazal said in the pasuk. You should tell your children and your grandchildren. The day that you stood by Har Sinai, and as the Gemara says, just like by Matan Torah was awe and fear and the trembling and the whole thing, like it says in the Chumash, Avka Shalochei, they no move inside, understood. He says, 1 minute. What is the Gemara saying? That the halach is that when you learn Torah, you have to have the same awe and fear that was by Matan Torah. So the Alter Rebbe said, how could that be? But my Har Sinai v'chol ha'om reim es ha'kelitz v'panim diber Hashem. By Matan Torah, they saw openly the word of Hashem. They saw the voices, they saw the thunder, they saw the light. Of course they're going to have awe. Today I can learn, sit down and learn Torah. Where do I have that? How can you have the same level of bittul? The Gemara says you have the same bittul that there was by Matan Torah. You need to have the bittul every time you open your mouth to learn Torah. How could that be? I mean, realistically, it can't be. There we saw the trembling, the thunder, the lightning. Hashem spoke face to face, and now how would he get that? He says, "And the inquisition caused me ill." When every person learns Torah, he says, when a person realizes and ingrains within them this concept that every time they speak Torah, it's the words that Hashem said at Har Sinai, the same exact words. So you actually relive, that's what he's saying, you have to relive. And therefore, every day Torah has to be new. Every day it has to be chadashim, new, brand new. Because when you relive, it's like when you went through a traumatic experience, good or bad, whatever, and you relive it, you actually start like trembling again. See, that's what it has supposed to be by Matan Torah. By days that people of Ema V'Yira, as if you got it today from Har Sinai.
Still not the same like Har Sinai.
Yeah, you do the best you can. Yeah, of course. I mean,
it's virtual in our mind.
Let me tell you something. Hashem is very realistic. He knows what we could do and what we should do. The problem is we fool ourselves of what we could do. Because all of us could do more than we do in every aspect of life, in thought, speech, action, Torah, mitzvahs, everything. Okay? Every person could do more than they do. A simple thing. A guy gives X amount of money to tzedakah. He says, that's all I can give. Yeah, he can give a penny more. He can do more. He could do more. He probably could give much more also. A person says, okay, I can only learn 10 minutes a day. And if he learned 11 minutes today, what's going to happen to him? It's possible. So the person has to realize that he asked as much as he did. You got to do more. It's Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know. Minei, Eisek HaTeir B'chinas Bittel Zeh, learning Teir with this Bittel. Haneis in Eidra Tzatzum Eisel Nefesh Olekis, it gives the strength to the Nefesh Olekis, the Teshia, and the weakness to the Sitra Achra. Like he said before, the problem with you can meditate and it doesn't work because there's this Neguf and Nefesh Abamis and the Yetzahar is very powerful and strong and it's not letting it happen. So he says, Hashem gave us the Torah to do this. So he explained at the great length, what's the Inyan of Torah? The Inyan of Torah, when you speak, Hashem is speaking. And that is the Bittul to Hashem. That Bittul of learning Torah, that you realize it's Hashem speaking to me, that gives the strength to the Nefesh HaLekis to overcome it. That's the concept of Neichi Hashem Elokecha. Kabbalah Sateiro, what happened by Kabbalah Sateiro? Came the level of Aneichi. Ani Aneichi, Mamishatz Musi Muhusi, is Baruch HaSevim Kol Almin. See, what happened at Matan Teiro is the revelation of Aneichi, not only Havaya. Right? The obvious didn't have Havaya. Moshe Rabbeinu had Havaya. My Matan Teiro is a revelation of Aneichi Havaya Lekecha, which is the essence of Hashem. And because the essence of Hashem was revealed, that gives strength to overcome the Yetzirah. Book of Moshe calls, like it says, Bo you advan me'el asher aneichi mitzavcha hayayim. Asher aneichi mitzavcha hayayim. It doesn't say that Hashem commands you today. Most of the time it says, Asher Hashem alakeichem. Right? To Meshmei atish amitzvah asher Hashem alakeichem. But then here it says aneichi. That means the same aneichi of Matan Torah connects to the Jews daily doing mitzvahs and learning. The Pevita Rebbe was adamant that when you teach little children how to read, you say, you know, it's contrary to the modern way of teaching languages. But the Pevita Rebbe had Mesiras Nefesh, and the Rebbe had Mesiras Nefesh, that children should be taught Kamitz Aleph A, Kamitz Beis Ba, Kamitz Gimel Ga, with the Nukudis. Kamitz Aleph A, Kamitz Beis Ba. And the Rebbe said many times that when you teach a child Kamitz Aleph A, you are connecting him to Aneichi Hashem Alekecha, to the Kamitz Aleph A of Aneichi Hashem Alekecha. So it has to be done. The Torah way of learning the language of Hebrew is Kamitz Aleph A, Kamitz Beis Ba, Patach Aleph A, Patach Beis, you know. It should be done with that way. Then you connect on Neich Hashem Elokecha.
Why is it so important? Why do you think chosen Anochi instead of Elohim?
Because Anochi means
a never. Not in the God of the creation. Why the God of.
Well, you next time listen to the class Monday night. So I spoke about that at great length Monday night. Through the level of tzimtzum, that it becomes the level of Elokecha, your God. In other words, what happened by Matan Torah? The Aneichi came down into Yudkei Vavkei, into Elokecha. Elokecha means your God, you are connected with it. That means by Matan Torah, Hashem made the level of Aneichi connectable to Elokecha. In other words, when we say in the Brach also, Hashem Elokeinu, our God means it's mine, it's ours. It's not somebody else's. Yeah? Now, when it happened by Matan Torah, Aneichi, Hashem Elokecha, this level of Aneichi, by coming down through Hawaii into Elokim, it becomes yours. You are connected one with it. That's the same thing.
Same thing.
Matan Torah accomplished that when a Jew does a mitzvah, that's why you make a bracha, basically. Bracha is a mitzvah, so thanking Hashem, whatever. Yeah? So what you're doing is, you're bringing down the level of Atah And here it goes even more. Not only does it become Elokeinu, it becomes Melech HaElam. We bring it down into the world. When you do a physical mitzvah, you bring down the level of Ata, or first person would be Anoichi, into the world. That the Hashem, Melech HaElam, means controls the world. King controls. If not, he's not a king.
What is the Kamala that someone says in the book? And some people say, this is
a... Well, yeah, we all do that. Because you're going to start thinking the real definition of bracha, you'll say one bracha a day and eat one food a day. Okay, so he says, that's why we mentioned that by everybody else, besides Chabad, basically, before they do a mitzvah, they say, L'shem yichud kutcha b'richo shchinte l'yachta, this mitzvah and this mitzvah. And they say before every mitzvah. In Chabad, we don't say it. We say it once a day before Baruch Shammah. So the Rebbe Rashab explains in the Maimorim, Seis Tosis of the Friedrich Rebbe's Chassaner. So the Rebbe Rashab explains, in fact, there's a story with the Kotzke, Chassidim of the Tzemach Tzedek, once came to the Kotzke Rebbe. The Kotzke Rebbe was the, before the Gerer dynasty. His student was the Chedush Yerim, the first Gerer Rebbe. But the Kotzke was a very sharp person. So, some of the Tzemach Tzedek Chassidim once came to the Kotzke, and he asked him, how do you define a bracha? According to Chassidus, define a bracha. So he explained that Baruch means to bring down, Atay, Deyaz, the way we learned it. So he says, now I understand why you guys don't say L'Shem Yichud. Because what L'Shem Yichud is saying, the way you guys define the bracha is the same thing. What do we say in the mitzvah? L'Shem, before the mitzvah, yeah? L'Shem Yichud Kutcha Brichu Shchindei. The purpose of L'Shem, why am I doing this mitzvah? To unite Kodesh Baruch Hu and Zoh. And Shchinte, which is Zohar Malchus, to bring it down into the world. Right? To unite Zohar Malchus, because when you unite male and female, then you have more revelations, more children. So what happens when you do a mitzvah, they say L'Shem Yichud, that what the purpose is to unite the name of Yud Kevavki with Shchina, Zohar Malchus, that you have more, to bring down greater levels of godliness in the world. That's what we say a bracha. But Rebbe Rashab says, once a day we verbally say it before Baruch Shammah, for the day. It's good for the day. Okay, so he says, Bazai, then it becomes Asher Tseisi Chomer, it's Mitzrayim. So he's explaining now like this. Anechi, the level of Anechi is revealed. It becomes through Tzimtzum Havaya, it becomes Elokecha. And then he says, when you have that level, you go out of Mitzrayim. Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. You go out of Egypt. What does it mean, Egypt? Mitzod emogun shemitzad aguf v'nefesh habamas. That the guf v'nefesh habamas. Hamakbil emomabishim es nefesh ulekis. That limit and enclose the nefesh ulekis. Uma'akvim losis minarteka. And it doesn't let it get out of its shell, so to speak. Like it says, El Eschem Me'eini Mitzrayim. Hashem says, I'm going to take you out of the affliction of Egypt and let it stay for the Chava. Ki Aidei Kabbalah Sanechi, through the level of Seviv Kol Almi. Ani Avaya Leishanisi Beisik HaTeira Bechinas Bittul, in the way of Bittul, that Nesin Kerech LeNefesh HaLekis, that came, gives strength to the Nefesh HaLekis, and to Shia L'Taivis HaGuf, and the temptations of the body, which weakens the body. It weakens the body. Is that 134 on top? Okay, so that's it. And that's another reason why it says, I took you out of Egypt. Because by revealing the level of Anechi into Elokecha, a person is able to go out of the limitations that the body and Nefesh Habam is put on the Neshama to feel godliness. And he says, "V'zeu in yinan sheyirichei." It says the people of Yirichei hayukeich in aseshma, and they weren't mafsik between echen v'yohavta. The Gemara says the people Yirichei didn't say baruch shem; they went straight from echad to v'yohavta. Kaidei kabbalas echad, which is yichud de ilah, the level of higher level of Yichud, meaning there is no world, only Hashem exists, which is Bitul Mamish Le'en Tzavah Seve Kol Am. To God, the Ha'ava B'yeses Se'es, that the love of Hashem becomes so powerful, that you automatic, in other words, by realizing the level of Echad, that the only thing that exists in the world, Einad Movade, the only thing that exists is Hashem, so of course you're going to love Hashem. If you feel that, of course you're only going to love Hashem. There's nothing else to love. Hashem is everything, and everything is Hashem. The B'Sav comes the level of strength and weakening of the Nefesh HaBamis. Strengthening of the Nefesh HaLukis, weakening of the Nefesh HaBamis. So why did they skip Baruch Shem? What's wrong with Baruch Shem? He says, Mash'en, Kim Baruch Shem, Kved Malchus, Elohim Voed. It says, Melech Elokim Al Goyim. Ki Shem Zez, Chayis HaElam HaSafilu Akim B'chlal. Because when you say Baruch Shem, Kved Malchus, Elohim Voed, refers to the chayis that Hashem gives to Goyim also. So, you're basically saying there's Goyim and Hashem is sustaining them. That gets in the way of Echad, which is Yichud Ilah, only Hashem exists and nothing else. Okay, Inyan, Amar Azal like Avram Shiyatim Meni Yishmol, because then you can have like Avram that Yishmol comes out of. So why do we say Baruch Shem? Ki va'ed is also add the word echad, like Dr. Rebbe says in Shayach Vamuna, as you bechul fi asin k'meshi kaza b'zayah. It's interesting. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad is six words. Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Aleilam Va'ed is also six words. Okay? And the top of, before Dr. Rebbe starts Shayach Vamuna in Tanya, before Perek Aleph, there's two lines. He says, Lahavin in mashi kaza b'zayah. To understand what the Zayir says, the Shema Yisrael is Yichud Ilah, and Baruch Shem Kvei Malchus Elam Vod is Yichud Tata. Okay? So he says, the word Echad and Vod are the same letters. What does that mean? In Hebrew, now the Rebbe says this clearly in Shaykh Vamunah, but he doesn't. Vod, Vav in Hebrew is interchangeable with an Aleph. Ches is the same. I mean, Ayin and Ches are changeable. And Dalet is the same. You know, you have Atbash, Achami, Agar in the letters Aleph, Ches, Hey, Ayin from the throat, so they're interchangeable. Okay, so it says that Echad, the Zohar says that the word Echad, Aleph, Ches, Dalet, is the same letters in the lower level of Vez, Vav, Ayin, Dalet. Vav is Echad, Aleph and Vav are interchangeable. And Ches and Ayin are interchangeable. And then the Dalet is the same by both. So therefore, why do we say Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Aleilam Vod? Because we're not great enough to bring down straight from Echad into V'ahavta. We need something in between. Yeah, people from Yericho were able to do it. We can't do it. What? What? Also, there's different methods of changing which letters are interchangeable. There's certain methods that Vav and Ayin are interchangeable.
But it's not
Abbas. No. There's a million different ways. You have the same, like we say, Aleph, Ches, Ayin, Hey from the throat. So there's also different methods. Whatever. Okay, there you go. Okay, so bottom line is, the Nefesh, the Torah was given, yes, why was Torah given? Because Seder was given to give strength to the Nefesh HaLikis and to weaken Nefesh HaBamis, that a person could have this relationship with Hashem without the body and Nefesh HaBamis getting in the way. He says, now we can understand another aspect. The Gemara says, the Medrash says, Jews go by the moon. Right? You saw Damim Levana, Mainim Levana, our calendar is a lunar calendar. What's the connection between a Jew and the Levana? He says, Ki Levana, less than Megamai Klum. A moon, the Zayir says, has nothing of its own. It's only reflecting the light of the sun. It's Mekabel from the sun, and then it reveals it down to earth. Shemekabel is Shalomer Hashem, Shloye Alorets. Lachain, Mechol, Chedish, Vachedish. Therefore, every month, Mismaetes kedem chesdu dusha. It keeps getting less and less and less before it becomes renewed. Achenas the bechinas nukuda. Until it becomes a level of nekuda, because then it comes under the actual sun, the kabu mimenu, and then it therefore it doesn't shine on the world, because the reflection again is the way it's directly under the sun, so therefore it's not shining to earth, and then it goes up and up and up until it becomes a full moon. Okay, so what's the union of the Levana? The moon has nothing of its own. That's why it's interesting. In the Haftarah we say, when Rosh Chodesh is Sunday, we say the Haftarah Mochar Chodesh. So there's many, many Maimorim. On the Pas, David Yonasan is speaking to David HaMelech. And he says, Mochar Chodesh, tomorrow's Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, and Sholam Melech always has the Su'uda, v'nifkadeta, and you're going to be remembered, ki yipakeh meshevecha, because your seat's going to be empty. David didn't come because he knew Shaul wanted to kill him. So the whole story in the Mochar Chodesh Haftarah. So Chassidus explains, Yonasan, the word Yonasan, like it says, bigger, the love of Yonasan and David, Yonasan is Yudkei Vav Nosan. Yudkei Vav Nosan. That's the name Yonasan. Which is the level of Yudkei Vavkei is the level of Zohar. And Shechina is Malchus. David HaMelech is Malchus. So the Yichud of Yonasan and David is actually the Yichud of Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechinte. Zohar, Yudkei Vav, Nosan giving. Zohar is Mashpia. And Malchus is Mekabel. And the inyan v'nifkadeta mochor chedesh, therefore v'nifkadeta, that you're going to be missing, because erev Rosh Chodesh, the moon is missing completely. It's the whole inyan of David HaMelech, and then David HaMelech, you get bigger and smaller, you know, the whole rotation of the moon, so to speak. See, what is the six sphiris of chesed, word, tefes, netzach, had you said, and Shechina is Malchus. And then it says, after the Levana becomes full, then it goes back down to nothing to be Nukud b'Seif HaChedesh. In other words, he says like this, the moon has nothing of its own. That's why, look, we learn David HaMelech is personified Sfiras HaMalchus. Therefore, David HaMelech was supposed to be born dead. He's supposed to be by Nafli, he's supposed to be a stillborn. And Hashem, you know, Adam Rishon donated 70 years, or the others donated 70 years between Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So, what's this whole inyan of David supposed to be a stillborn, and Adam Rishon had to give him life, or the others had to give him life? Because Malchus has nothing of its own. It's only what it's given. So because David HaMelech personified Malchus, so he had nothing of his own. Not even life of his own. He had to be given everything from Ma'odim or Ma'ovis or whatever. No.
Because he's a king also, no?
Yeah. No, but it's already given him.